Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite!
That's right, Kid Dynamite, a.k.a. Rob Parker. It is a TV theme song Thursday, so that is wholly appropriate to call it Kid Dynamite. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be, and here's why. Because they will get you there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way, as I said, tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours.
One, two, three.
On sports talk radio. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Happening, Mr. Chris Broussard. How are you?
I am great. I am great. How are you?
All good. What is today? I don't even know what today is. Today's Thursday. Yes.
Busy. I just said a TV theme song Thursday.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
I think he misremembers.
Yeah, I did misremember. But no, all is good. On this Thursday, and just feels a little weird because yesterday school officially ended for me at USC with the NBA broadcast boot camp, Chris. Right. So it's just kind of weird not to, I'm not going to be doing any school work or anything for the next few months. Just felt good. I was able to take care of some things, get around town. It was good. So I'm feeling
all right. Good. Let's get this party started. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyson, of course, he never misses a Thursday because
I didn't see Alex earlier. Where were you?
Is doing hour of the show. Okay. He was getting ready for Triple T.
Oh, is that
and
what
then
it was?
Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, our man Nick Cope.
Nick Diet Cope. Wow. Yeah, Nick is in. I don't know. Right. He's in good shape. That's why I call him Diet Cope.
Diet Coke!
I've never seen him. So he is in good shape, though, huh?
He's in good shape. Okay. Yes.
Good. All right. Well, Rob, last night, of course, game three of the NBA Finals.
So much for all the stuff about how, the heat or this and that and oh my God and they figured it out and all that. Go ahead. I'm not surprised at all. I'm gonna tell you
the Heat are legit.
I didn't say they weren't legit.
The Heat culture, Jimmy Butler, all that talk is true, right? I think, and two things can be true: that the Heat have great heart and they have a great culture, and they're overmatched. And I've said it from the beginning of this series, Rob, and I've been saying it throughout the playoffs. They don't have more talent than most of these playoff teams. Boston and Milwaukee have more talent, but they didn't play as hard or as smart as the Heat, and they went down. Denver has more talent, and they play pretty smart. They can play just as hard and just as smart as the Heat, and if they do that, Rob, they're going to win. There's a saying, you've heard it, talent or hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. But what about when talent does work hard?
I just yesterday's game didn't surprise me at all. With all of the, Miami coming off the big road win to take advantage, to take the home court advantage and all that, the crowd. Oh, this is going to be the turning point. Here's the big game, and then they get blowed out at home. I mean that. I'm not surprised because that crowd is ridiculous.
I mean, come on, that's one of the worst home crowds.
Right, Chris. Let's just call it what it is.
They lost their last three games at home.
Thank you. Right? Hello, is this on? Right.
Lost the first play-in game to Atlanta at home. Right. So that definitely isn't scaring Denver.
But the performance that the Nuggets put on, Chris. This is what we talk about when we look at those guys. Yep. You're not going to keep those guys down long. They don't mess around, Chris. They go on the road. They win big games. They show up. I mean, they did stuff last night that has never been done in the NBA. I mean, can we say that, Chris?
Never been done?
Hello? How long has this league been around?
76-year history of the NBA.
That's right, since Moby Dick was a guppy.
Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first teammates ever, Rob. This is in any game.
First ever in any game.
Not just a finals game, not just a playoff game, but including the regular season games. First teammates to have, each of them have 30-point triple-doubles. Nikola Jokic, 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists, and Jamal Murray, 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. And here's the other thing, Rob. Jokic, first player in NBA history to have a 30-20 triple-double in the finals.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's...
Is that breaking news?
No.
Or is that just a mistake?
That's just a hitting button by mistake. We're good.
All right. But, Rob, there have been... 5 30-20 triple-doubles in the history of the NBA playoffs. Wilt has one, Kareem has one, and Jokic has 3. Think about that. This guy has more 30-20 triple-doubles than the rest of the NBA combined throughout history. We watching something special.
And no advance or butt, Chris. This guy is, for all the people who were poo-pooing him and not wanting to give this guy his due, and I get it. You know, it's all the analytics, all of that, and people are looking at it saying this guy can't jump more than three inches off the ground and whatever it is, and people are calling him names because he's a big guy. What he's been able to do, Chris, is unprecedented, and like you say, we're watching something special. And I mean, didn't he have a triple double in the first half? I mean, like forget about the game. And I know the numbers were great.
Close. I don't know if he had the triple.
Oh, maybe he didn't have the assists in the first half. You're right.
Yeah, he was close,
but he was on his way there, as we know, right?
No doubt. But look, Rob, I think he is, and I've said this before. I don't know if I've said it on our show. He's like a 7-foot Larry Bird. He's a lot like a 7-foot Larry Bird. Now, obviously, there's some differences. Bird was, you know, more of a jump shooter, but still, just not what we call athletic, right? Fast, jumping through the gym, but just crafty, has all the skills, and wins. And that's what this guy is doing. And it's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, first of all, they got to get through this series and win this.
But oh, yeah,
it'll
it ain't over.
It'll be interesting to see what he – if they win this championship, Rob, which you and I both expect them to do, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how much more this guy can do. And I guess the same goes for Giannis, right? See, how much can they build on their legacy and join the all-time greats? But here's the thing I want to throw at you for now, Rob. Do you think, we mentioned what Jokic and Jamal Murray did, would you say that they're the best duo in the NBA right now?
I don't know how I can't. I mean, I get it. You don't want to be a total prisoner of the moment. But when they can combine to do what they did, and you look at what they've been able to do this postseason, Chris, it's hard to not want to go down that route. I mean, I get it. It's fresh in our minds. It just happened last night. You know, so that's the natural is to always say that. That what you just saw yesterday is better than anything you've seen in the previous time. But in this case, I do think that there's something special. And, man, what a 1-2 combination. Young guys, Chris, who got a long way to go. A long way to go. And Jamal Murray, let's be honest, there's been injuries that have stopped him more than anything, right? That's the only thing that stopped him, Chris. He was a good player before he got hurt those last couple of years.
They were in the conference finals the last time he was healthy for the playoffs.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I don't know that they would have won a championship in these few years he's been out, but
they would have been in the mix for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think this is the best duo in the league. And like you said, I get it if people want to say, oh, prisoner of the moment. But the thing is, let's look through some of the duos. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. Well, let me start here. What I like about this duo, Rob, Jokic and Jamal Murray, and I'm not comparing them to these guys because they got they're not in this class. But the best duos of recent memory. Let me know if you disagree with this.
All right.
Not in this. This is not in order, but Shaq and Kobe, Kareem and Magic, Michael and Scotty. The thing about those three duos that made them all so great was their games complemented each other.
Exactly.
Right? So even though Kobe and Shaq went at it off the court, Kobe was allowed to be his greatest self. He may not have even realized it, but he was still allowed to average 29 when he played with Shaq, and Shaq was able to be his greatest self. Magic was able to be his greatest self, and Kareem was able to be his greatest self together. And same thing with Pippen and Jordan, because Pippen was a great defender and was a play or point forward. He was a playmaker. And that's what these two are. Like, Jokic is a playmaker. Sure, he can get you 35, but he's also is a playmaker at heart, and Murray is a scorer at heart. So Murray doesn't have to give anything up, right? Even though Jokic, like, Murray is technically a point guard, but even though Jokic handles the ball and brings it up a lot, they don't clash because Murray's such a great shooter. And so they are able to maximize their individual abilities together. And, you know, that's what you want in a duo. I use the example of like LeBron and D-Wade, Rob. Their games on the offensive end didn't complement each other. So Wade had to kind of step back. Defensively, they did because they wreaked havoc on the perimeter defensively. But offensively, Wade couldn't be his best self with LeBron. And so that's what I like about this duo. And Rob, Jokic reminds me of Magic and Bird in the sense that you can run the offense through him, but he's not ball dominant. And that keeps – the ball is moving. He doesn't pound it for 20 seconds. He may back you down here and there, and that's several dribbles. But outside of that, he's not over-dribbling, and that allows Gordon and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope obviously Murray and Bruce Brown and all the rest of them, MPJ, to get their touches consistently. Just touching the ball in rhythm so everybody feels good. And that's, That's why I do think they're the best duo, Rob. You know, you got Booker and KD. You got AD and LeBron. You got Embiid and Harden. You got Tatum and Brown, of course. You got a few others, I think they are the best, as you said. Now, they got to go finish the deal, but no doubt. We think they will.
We do. And, Chris, here's some numbers, okay? Jokic and Murray's 11 assists to each other in Game 3 were the most in a finals game during the play-by-play era since 1998, okay?
Wow.
For context, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown had only 6 assists total to each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. Wow. And the Joker and Murray have 27, Chris, to each other through the first 3 games. 27 assists to each other.
That says it all.
Yes.
That's huge.
I mean, that's talking, and you're talking about a duo. Yep. That is a duo. They work well together. As we talked about it before, when the Lakers got Westbrook, you know, and I know that was a third man, but we were like, this doesn't work. It does.
Right.
He doesn't compliment LeBron. It doesn't fit. These two guys fit.
Yep. That's a great point. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are Jokic and Murray the best duo in the NBA? Your thoughts? It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it is the Odd Couple.
Oh, I love this.
Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy
Let it
and
breathe.
Affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
This is no lie. This music sound bed track was a part of a porno movie.
What is this from?
That was the People's Court. And I kept saying to myself, why would they put that on a movie like that, the People's Court? Okay. Chris, you didn't hear
All
that,
right.
did you?
No, I have no idea. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray Denver's dynamic duo the NBA's best duo? Your thoughts?
All right. Let's go with Steve in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
What up, homies?
How are you?
What up, man?
Yo, Rob, I talked to Scottie Pippen's ex-wife today at lunch. She said you need to stop taking all these baseball tours. She thinks she got her daughter pregnant.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Wow. That was worse than one of Rob's jokes.
I did hit a home run while I was on the road, but it wasn't that kind of home run.
Yo, Chris.
What's up?
Oh, here we go.
I talked to Scotty Shapiro today. He said you need to put more brown in your hair dye.
All right, Steve, thank you. Thanks for another
Did
lemony.
Did he just call in to yes. do like a comedy show?
Yeah, he's auditioning for your comedy spot in
right.
Brooklyn.
Which, Rob, we believe we're going to be able to do an Odd Couple show live from 275 Park in Brooklyn, the comedy club.
And then, am I going to perform after,
yep.
maybe? Are you talking to him?
We're going to get you to perform. I'm not sure if we'll do it that night, but yeah, I'll talk.
That would
I'm
be the best thing. Talk to him.
Do it that
yeah,
night. Yeah,
we can.
I don't know what they have planned outside of, I don't know what they usually plan to do on Thursday night, so we'll see, but yeah.
Let's go to Zach in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Zach?
Rob, Chris, and I hope you guys are doing fantastically well today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we're great, bro.
Excellent. In terms of today's NBA, I have to agree with you guys.
Yeah, we're just talking right now. We're not talking like all time.
Yeah, right now I do have to agree. However, basketball is played on both sides of the ball, and I can't put Nikola and Jamal up there with the all-time guys because of the defensive standpoint.
No, agree. Well, and at this point, it's too early
fair.
To put
anyway,
them with the all-time guys anyway.
We're just talking about right now and the guys who are playing right now.
Right.
Yeah, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, but two combinations you guys didn't bring up, and they're not together anymore, but in the annals of history, you have LeBron and Kyrie. That was a deadly offensive combination. And then KD and Steph, probably the deadliest out of all of the combinations you guys brought up from an offensive standpoint, but I agree with you guys. Nikola and Jamal are definitely the best duo right now in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah, Katie and Steph is really interesting. I mean, obviously, Rob, I mean, that was definitely an all-time great duo. I think the thing is, you tend to think of almost a foursome with that team. You know what I mean?
Like, right, more so
you
than
throw
a duo.
Klay and Draymond. Like, even now, okay, what's their duo? Is it Steph and Klay or is it Steph and Draymond?
Right.
You know, so that's why we didn't mention them. But, yeah, I mean, as two great players that won, yeah, sure.
Let's go to Trey in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trey?
What up, guys? So
What's
real
up?
Quick shout-out to Chris, man. I'm a Louisiana displaced in Iowa, man.
You're another
from
one.
From Louisiana now living in Iowa?
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Wow.
You know, you can't eat like you want, but we make do.
it's definitely not Creole cooking down up there in Iowa. Are you in Des Moines? You're in Des Moines?
I'm in Des Moines, man. I'm in Des Moines. I actually do some high school play-by-play for Dallas Center and Grimes area.
Oh, wow. You know, I played for Dowling. I went to Dowling.
Yeah, okay. I heard about that. But I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Just really want to touch base
Appreciate
with you real quick. America's really big on their top 10, you know what I'm saying, being usually homebred guys. So whenever we're talking about dynamic duos, I think, you know, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic both being talented players, you put those names and those stats to LeBron and AD, we have a whole different conversation. Like the previous caller, we put Steph and KD, we're like all over it. You think after LeBron retires, after Steph starts to slow down, I mean, KD's already kind of doing that with the injuries. You think when that power shift starts to get towards those foreign players, will we start to really understand the finesse of basketball being better with the foreign guys?
Well, I think you're saying that we don't value this duo as much because they're both international. And for those that might not know, Murray's from Canada.
Just like Wiggins is from Canada, Chris, right?
Wiggins. Yep. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
And the same thing, Steve Nash is from Canada.
From Canada.
Yep.
I think, Rob, the reason, and to the caller, they're not yet getting their full due is just because they've just started. This will be their first championship, assuming they win it. Murray's been hurt the last few years. Murray has not been viewed, you know, on the level of like some all-NBA type guard. I think he'll start to get more accolades as they go forward if he wins. But I think that's it, Rob. Like if they come back and win it next year, I think that, you know, they will begin to really be highly regarded as a duo. But it's too soon to put them in any type of all-time rankings at this point.
Let's squeeze one more in. Marty in Kentucky, he's a basketball head. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What up, guys? I know that guy really wasn't talking to Pippen's ex because she was busy with Jordan's kids.
Hence
Scotty's ripping of Michael Jordan.
Yes, I know,
yeah,
right.
When I say kid, that's also what you referenced to, a ghost baby. And so he's a kid in two ways. But anyway, on the subject, currently, I know that one caller mentioned the defensive players, but right now, if you think about who's good, who's great on both sides of the ball right now in this era, it's hard to really think of a duo that's great on both sides of the ball. So your best duos are likely to be offensive. And right now, these guys, they are the best right now. And what they did last night's never been done, and they did it on the road in the finals.
In a big game, Chris, right?
And
Marty?
Their first finals. I mean, you're right.
And
on
you
the
know
road
what?
Against a great defensive team. Like,
yeah,
no
you know
doubt.
Something that stands out to me? It's a Serbian and a Canadian. Last year, we had Steph with a sidekick Canadian. The year before, you got the Greek freak.
Giannis,
this year, our MVP is from Africa. We need an all-star game that is Americans versus the world. We want people to watch. That's what they
do. Marty, we're going to actually talk about that later because Adam Silver brought that up. But
you can watch. I'm not watching.
I would love that, Marty. But, yeah, we'll get into that later. That's a good call. All right, we're going to move quickly to some NFL. Miami, they are lining up the talent. But what's that mean for Tua? We'll get into that next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, let's get into this. And you may have seen the Minnesota Vikings released Dalvin Cook. And now
They haven't released him just yet, but they will release him.
Right. They're planning to release him. And the front runners are the Dolphins and the Broncos, but Cook has been – what, he put something on Instagram, Rob G, about the Dolphins? Yeah, so it looks like he's wants to go there. And, Rob, the Dolphins are really stacking a lot of talent. We know last year they added Tyreek Hill to go with Jaylen Waddle. That's a fantastic receiving group. Also, Cedric Wilson's there, who's a great number three. They've got the running backs, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. already. Those two are pretty good. Remember, they did damage for San Francisco. And now, if you add Dalvin Cook, and the defense just signed Frank Clark. We just heard it in the update. Vic Fangio is going to be the defensive coordinator. Like, they are really stacking up that team. Bradley Chubb is there.
Jalen Ramsey, right?
Yeah, that's right. They added Jalen Ramsey, too. It's up to Tua. And I don't just mean his play. Obviously, he needs to play well. But for the most part, when he's been healthy, he has played well. To me, Rob, this puts, I don't want to say puts pressure on it like it's a negative thing, but I'm just saying when I look at this team, I look at them all over and say, they got something there. If they can just keep their quarterback healthy, or if he can just stay healthy, then I think they could really be dangerous in the AFC. So Tua has to step up and deliver. And look, I think it was smart. Remember, they didn't give him the big deal, right? He's playing out this year. And so I think that's smart. Let's see what he can do. And, you know, if he can stay healthy, then maybe they'll go long term with him, assuming he plays well and they win. But if not, we'll see. But it's up to him.
When he was healthy, played really well last year.
Yep.
I mean, it's really a health issue more than anything. It's not like we've never seen him put up some numbers and lead comebacks. Remember that Baltimore comeback, Chris, was one for the ages on the road. I mean, so I'm like, if I'm Tua,
you're completely sold. Like, if he just stays healthy, he's going to be.
Yeah, my only issue with him is his health. I saw a lot last year that I liked.
Last year he led the league in passer rating.
Chris, I saw a lot that I liked last year, and that was way better than the stuff that we saw previous, right? Like last year was like a coming out party, and then everything got marred because of the injuries and because he wasn't able to play. So then your view of him was different because you're like, is he got a concussion? Can he play? Will he be able to stay healthy? We forgot all about how good he was. He was good. Go back and look at that stretch, Rob G, right? Did he have like a 5 or 6 game stretch where he was lights out?
Yeah, and they weren't losing.
He was even in the MVP conversation. You remember that,
Chris? About midway through the year, he was in the MVP race. There's no doubt about it. I'm for the most part, I'm with you. You know, we've been two of his staunchest defenders.
Yep.
About how well he's played, and he just hasn't been able to be healthy. But I want to see it over the course of the entire season, Rob. I do. And if it's only the health, even if it's like, man, when he plays, he's great. But if he only can play 12 games this year, that's a problem.
No, I get that part. And obviously health, but I'm just saying, like, I don't have any questions of whether he can play or not. It's whether he can stay healthy. Whether he can play is not.
Well, he can certainly play to some degree.
It's not where I was.
I'm not quite ready. And you look at his numbers, like I said, he led the league in passer rating. You know, he throws for a good amount of yards. You know, he hadn't played enough to even throw for 4,000 yards in a season. But, you know, he throws for a decent amount of yards per game. Last year, 273. So you'll take that for sure. But I'm not ready to say, Rob, if he stays healthy, he's going to be elite. He might. I just want to see a little more. Because it's been so disjointed. We know the first year wasn't really his fault. You know, they were in and out. It was him and Ryan Fitzpatrick and all that. And then the last 2 years, he's gotten a chance. But he's had two different head coaches, two different systems. Now, he's played fairly well in both. But I want to see it a little more consistently before I'm ready to say, okay, he's their franchise quarterback and they're set. Now, Tyreek Hill continues to sing his praises. And that's coming from a guy that played with Patrick Mahomes. So we'll see, but I like him a lot.
Tyreek Hill
want to see more.
Is so in love with him. He's saying he's going to get 2,000 yards. We want to see that, Chris.
Yeah. That's going to be
tough. I believe
that
when I see it, right?
Right, just because, I mean, like I said, they got Jaylen Waddle too. So Tyreek is not getting all of the passes, you know. And they got a nice run game, which they'll probably utilize too. But, yeah, I mean, Tyreek should be able to have a great year there, assuming Tua stays healthy. So the pressure's on him, Rob. I mean, contractually, can he stay healthy? Can he play well? And can he play well enough to convince him that he's their guy and then they give him the long-term deal?
Yeah, that is the only thing. And you know what? If with the weapons that he has – and if he can just stay healthy, I don't doubt that he'll be able to utilize those guys, Chris, and excel. Because we saw what happened in 1 year's time once Tyreek Hill got there. I mean, it was night and day.
And I mean, he did have 1,700 yards last year. So he didn't, and Tua only played 13 games.
Right.
So he did. I know. I see why he's thinking that he can get to 2,000. Who knows? I mean, Waddle. Yeah. Well, both of those guys had great years, those receivers. So, yeah, Tua was able to get the ball to both of them and spread the wealth. They're going to be interesting. And again, Rob, look, the Patriots had their time. But I think they're clearly the worst team in that division.
Yeah, it's crazy because that division, if this does Dalvin Cook winds up in Miami, Chris, will be loaded. You know, like
even without Cook, to be honest.
Right. I think, but I'm just saying that even adds to a guy of that caliber. And then, without question, the Patriots would be the worst team in the division. But they do have the a head coach who's won Super Bowls, and you just never know.
Well, their defense will be good. That offense is not going to be. I'm not even a Mac Jones hater, but I just don't think they're going to have much success.
I'll say one thing, though, Chris. This ain't Tom Brady's AFC East that he feasted for 15 years where he had 6 wins every year before the season even started.
And?
I'm just saying.
And, but okay, it is the I Couple, Chris and
Rob. And they cheated.
Rob.
Did I say and? Is that what you're asking for?
Shekel City is next. And the Lakers got some decisions to make with Anthony Davis. We'll get into that next. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Wow.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, you know it's getaway day in Major League Baseball, so these games are underway, but I had already picked them before they started. I'm just going to give you what I got. White Sox at the Yankees in the second game of a doubleheader, under 8.5 runs. I'm going with the under 8.5. They combined for 11 runs in game one. Boston is in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. Got the Guardians minus 1.5 runs. And the Mets and Braves are in Atlanta. The over-under was 10.5. I'm taking the under on that. 10.5 runs total for both teams. So, again, best bet, Yankees hosting the White Sox under 8.5 runs. Guardians minus 1.5 runs. Taking on Boston and Cleveland and in Atlanta, Mets and Braves. I got the under. 10.5 runs is the run total for both teams. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRight.com studios. Rob, the Lakers, believe it or not, have a decision to make on Anthony Davis. Now, he's locked in for next year. And then after next season, he's got a player option for a second year. But he's eligible to be signed for a three-year, $167 million contract extension in August, this August, August 4th. And he'd have to opt into his other deals, and that would essentially make it a five-year, $251 million deal. So there have been conflicting reports from two ESPN reporters. Dave McMiniman said he doesn't think they're going to be in position to extend AD this summer. Brian Windhorst said that's their number one priority to extend AD. So believe what you will.
I mean, you know, you got people talking to different sources, so it happens, you know?
Yeah.
It is, somebody just might not be in a loop, Chris, but it's somebody that they both trust in. If you're going to go on television and say it, it's right. Somebody who's given you credible stuff in the past that you feel comfortable with.
What do you think they should do with AD?
I don't think they have a choice. I mean, they made a trade for him. I think they're going to keep him, and they just got to pay him. Like, you could sit around and him and Haw, and what's your option? Chris, I get it. If you're just being practical and you could go out on the street corner and get another guy who can do what he does, then fine. But that's easier said than done. I don't know what choice they have.
I think do they absolutely have to sign him this summer? No, he's locked up for next year, and he's got a player option for the year after that. You could obviously sign him after that. But the thing is, if you don't sign him, he could become a free agent next summer. And while still, Rob, the Lakers still could offer him more money than anyone. You still are the Lakers. You're still in Los Angeles, so you would think he'd want to stay. But you just open the possibility. I think it's slim, but you open the possibility of him going elsewhere. I'll give you an example. The Mavericks, let's say the Mavericks, for whatever reason, don't sign Kyrie. They could be in position to have $50 million in cap space next summer. So if LeBron decided to retire or whatever, would AD potentially go there? I mean, that's just the type of thing that would be out there.
Right, right.
So I hear you, because here's the thing, and I know a lot of people are like, well, look, you want to see him play and see if he can stay healthy this year, right? What if he only plays 30 games because of injuries? I get all that, but here's what I do. I would lock him up, like you said, give him the extension. Rob, at the end of that five-year extension, he's still only 34.
Right.
And I would lock him up, and if for whatever reason we decide we want to move him, you've got him as an asset, right? That's better than if he were to leave you in free agency and you get nothing in return.
Right.
Now, again, I don't think he'd leave, but still,
but you don't know.
It's a possibility, right?
Right, and it might be You never know, Chris, how you treat it. You might be a little salty. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What you mean you ain't signing me? I'm available for you to sign this thing, and you're playing. You don't believe I bought you a championship. You remember how great I played in that? Only thing that stopped me is injuries. It ain't because I can't play. Right? You're blaming me for being injured? That would be my argument.
And you know how it is, Rob. Even though he's obviously already made a ton of money, I would think you're going to want that money locked up, right? Let me get it now. I won't have to worry about that again. Let's lock it in right now and go forward.
And it's history, Chris.
He should, right?
What are you waiting on? You waiting to get seriously hurt? And then you don't get that at all? First chance I get to get paid and locked up, I'm healthy and I'm playing well, coming off a great playoffs or a pretty good playoff run, Chris, right? Would you say that?
He played well.
There were some inconsistent nights, but he played well.
Yep. So we will see. But I would imagine they'll sign him. Most of the free agents that they want to bring back, you know, guys, they'll re-sign Austin Reeves and others. They'll be able to do that, should be able to do that before August. I mean, there's no guarantee things could drag out, but they'll certainly have every chance to sign those guys before August. So it wouldn't, you know, signing AD in August wouldn't impact all of that. So there's really no reason not to do it, Rob. If I'm the Lakers, I feel like, look, if we come back as we are, maybe add a little something, tweak here or there, we got a chance to compete. You know, we're right there. We had a great run. We didn't have much time together. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think they got to bring AD back. All right, we got 2 hours left. Antonio Daniels next hour as well. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.